Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Dude, did you see the James Woods tweet? No, I didn't. Well, here. Now, I know that this guy who is with his wife and his with his deranged wife and his soon to be deranged child is famous for something. Forgive me, yesterday, the last 2 days have been whirlwind days.
Okay, I'm sorry. Offensive tweet that he's being accused of being offensive.
That he's being accused?
He's being accused of being offensive.
Well, what's offensive is the kid.
I know.
That's what's offensive.
But he is the offensive.
Right,
one.
Right. So, if you fast forward to 2 minutes and 52 seconds in... The Dire Straits song, Money for Nothing.
8-year-olds, dude.
which I believe I have here. Let's see here. Yes, I should just mark this because we're going to be using this a lot. You will hear this.
The little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got
some. All right, there you go. Mark that spot. Mark Knopfler has the line of the song about the little faggot. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. The little faggot in his, buddy, that's his real hair, is the line. If you find that video. What James Woods has done here is to say, you know what? You guys have done, this is just too much. Folks, we had a conversation about this yesterday. As a matter of fact, one of our dear friend listeners, very concerned, Mr. Church, please, you can't be running around saying little faggot. Well, first of all, I was quoting the term. Second of all, does the term apply? It's a far cry from a child who may be, by virtue of his birth, and maybe even just accidentally may turn out to be effeminate. That's a far cry from a child being trained to be effeminate. Trained to go, oh, you want to be a girl? Okay, little Roger. Yes, your name's Roxy now. Being trained, being encouraged to sodomize. And by the by, when Knopfler is describing the little faggot, he's not calling him a homosexual. He's calling him effeminate. There is a vast difference here. Effeminate could be said to be a lack of masculinity or a direct conscience choice to reject the masculine nature that males are born with. You know, if you study philosophy, you talk about nature all the time. You know things by their nature. So, it's the second verse, right? I think, of the song.
Baby, get a blister on your thumb.
Yeah, because my file is different. I can find it in the video, because I know where it is in the video, but maybe I'll just play it off of that. Here's what James Woods has tweeted out. Now, I don't know who this guy is in his in this photograph. But here's what you see in the photograph. It's apparently a husband or a guy and a husband and a wife or a man and a woman who have cooperated with God, and he, the husband, is not acting like a little faggot. He's cooperated with Almighty God and has brought forth his child. They're at this OC Pride rally. I assume that must mean Orange County Pride. The woman has a sign that reads thus: I love my gender creative son. She's all decked out in rainbow, blasphemous regalia. Immodestly, of course. The husband has a sign: my son wears dresses and makeup. Get over it. Picture between the two is the son in question, who cannot be in excess of 8 or 9 years old. 8-year-olds, dude. The kid has makeup on. The kid has a rainbow hat on. The kid has a rainbow t-shirt. He has a rainbow flag in one hand. He has a rainbow lollipop in the other. He has rainbow wristbands. The parents are teaching and are raising the child to perform unnatural acts. They're raising the child to be a sodomite. And I suppose that they expect when they post this photograph here that people are going to go, hold on. People are going to go, wham! Yeah! 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 And most people did. Oh, you're awesome. What great parents you are. No, what child abusers they are. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the point of peak rainbow. Enough is enough. Better church, we have to be loving and kind. No, we don't. Prayerful? Yes. Respecting human dignity? Yes. Mindful? Yes. Charitable? Yes. I don't have to go along with this. Sunday when I was at St. Joseph in Richmond, Father Bean, in one of the first homilies, I guess, that he's delivered as a member of the Fraternal Society of St. Peter, talked about this very subject. Now, it wasn't specifically this. Mr. Church, please, what did James Woods say? You like that, huh, CeCe? Peak rainbow. We've reached peak rainbow, folks. It's over. Time to get on the other side of the rainbow, get back to God. Father Bean is a very young priest. He was just recently ordained, and his homily was about, he was reflecting upon the brotherhood of the mention in the epistle of St. Peter, the first pope. Inner church. I'm a Protestant. Peter wasn't the first pope. Yes, he was. Peter 1 is the first encyclical ever written. Peter 2 is the second encyclical ever written.
I have that queued up for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You play it. You play it. You do it better anyways. The little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. All right, there you go. Mark that spot. Father Bean talked about how it's not an act of charity to tell someone, or by a sin of omission, by your own omission, to not say, to not raise objection when someone is perpetrating dangerous, mortal sin right in front of you. There's nothing charitable about it. If they're living in a lifestyle drenched in this sin. It's not charitable to tell him it's okay. Oh, we, of course, Mitter brother, please, of course we accept you. We love you. Yeah, go on, commit sodomy 14 times a day. There's some kids down the street. Go have one of them, too. That's not being charitable. It's not charitable to the person committing the act. It's not charitable to the person who was allowing the act to be committed to them or on them. It's not committed to the. It's not charitable to the people that witness it. It's not charitable to the people that are, oh, may be tempted by it. Man, we're so lost. I mean, this is really, I got to say, this is really quite shocking. And people are not looking at that photograph that James Woods properly identified as, all right, dude, that's it. No. No. I'm not going to pat you on the back. For you and your wife having fun with your child like it's a Barbie doll and dressing it up as, yes, quote, a little faggot, close quote. That's a little boy. God bless you with a boy. Get here. You two are the ones that need to get over it. And you need to be parents for a change and tell that kid lovingly. And if he needs help, get him help. No, son, you're a boy. What's happening here, folks, is civilization is now at the point that this is really happening. I'm not making this up. Civilization is now at the point where it is fashionable to tinker with the lives of children. Not only to tinker with them, but to tinker with them to try to program them for diabolical activities. What the hell is going on here?
We're the ones with the diabolical activity.
The whole thing is upside down.
It is.
So here's what James Woods, at the real James Woods, tweets out about this. And it's quite the firestorm. Oh, this is sweet. Not, I wish I could do a James Woods voice. No one could do James Woods. This is sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of you dismembered into a freezer in the garage. Oh, well, you're a bigot. Oh, that's the best you got. Christopher, hit me. Little faggot. Hit me. That's all you got? I'm a bigot? Ooh, don't call me that. We need to bring back use of the word faggot. Mitter Church, that's over the top. I'm not listening anymore. Well, then don't. Don't. Again, Ms. Jennifer Hartline asked a question yesterday. When are we going to say enough is enough? If you knew your next door neighbor, if you thought that you live next door to a pederast, and I know not only was he, what was that movie? It was so sick. I suffered through it. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Hold on. Hold on. Can't remember it. Somebody will. 2001, 2002, 3, maybe 4. Guy is husband. Several kids. It's a pederast. The wife doesn't know, and if she does, she's covering it up. And the guy is one of the dudes from the movie, the Hangover movie. He's the nerd from the Hangover movie. He's inviting the son's friends over. He's serving them some sort of ice cream, peanut butter ice cream. I can't remember. He's doping them up. And when they're all doped up and they pass out, and because they're doped up and passed out, pain doesn't awaken them, he has his way with them. I remember watching this and going, this is not good. And I don't deny that there's not this sickness out there, but to portray it on film and to kind of hint that, well, this is the problem we're all going to have to deal with And to kind of hint that, well, maybe we need just to, what we need to do is just normalize this. No, we're not going to normalize this. I have been pondering and thinking a lot about this lately. Do people not realize when they fly the rainbow flag, you are standing, you're not, and the husband's t-shirt in this picture that James Woods tweeted about says, I stand on the right side of history. No, and if you're on the right side of history, buddy, that means that all the history that we know is incorrect. There is no God. There is no Sodom. There is no Gomorrah. There is no sixth commandment. There is no ninth commandment. Our Lord never came. There is no moral teaching. There is no husband. There is no wife. There are just people that can enter into unions. All of it is hogwash. The entire canon of human history is fake. If you're on the right side of history, we're all in big trouble, but he's not on the right side of history. So not only is he not on the right side of history, he's on the wrong side of rearing, that's a poor choice of words, Micah, bringing up his child. Peak rainbow has been reached.